Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here, and we know you have had some amazing teachers who have added a lot of wow to your world through the years. So, for Teachers Appreciation Week, we want to celebrate your teachers who wow. Tell us about a teacher who wows your world at tinkercast.com/teachers who wow for a chance to win your teacher a wow prize pack, including headphones and wow goodies for the whole class. That's tinkercast.com/teachers who wow to enter your teacher from now until May 3rd. That's it. And now let's get back to the show.
Hey, Mindy. Whoa, what are you doing with these shrimp and snails? And are those slugs?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. I'm writing down all of the unique characteristics about other animals that I wish I had. Like, did you know that snails can sleep for up to 3 years at a time? Look at this guy.
3 years? What a nap. Wow, I didn't know that.
Or that shrimp practically wear their hearts inside their heads? Or that slugs basically have like 4 noses and thousands of teeth?
Huh.
Just imagine how much you could smell and eat.
Yeah.
I wish I was a slug, but we've got nothing in common.
But you do have plenty of things in common with other amazing animals.
I do?
We all do. See, look at our fingerprints. They're a lot like those of a koala. And mice make faces to express different emotions, just like us humans.
Huh. I wonder if mice also smile when people scream, "Cheese!" Well, I don't know about you, but I feel better now, Guy Raz. Ready to start the game show?
Oh, yeah. Stop the beat.
Cue the track.
And we're jamming in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after wondering if one eyebrow is a unibrow, what do you call 3 eyebrows? It's
2 whats and a wow.
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for another mind-bending round of 2 whats and a wow. 2 whats and a wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is animals. They're just like us. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about things that animals and humans share in common. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is the true scientific wow? Is it A, bullfrogs talk in their sleep like some humans do?
Or is it B, ladybug ears gather sound like human ears?
Or is it C, giraffes have the same number of neck bones as a human?
Okay, Wowzers, when you think you have the right answer, squawk it out like a parrot.
We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
Two Whats and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, time is up. It's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review. We gave you 3 scientific statements about things animals and humans share in common. We challenged you to guess which one was the one true scientific wow. Was it A, bullfrogs talk in their sleep like some humans?
Or was it B, ladybug ears gather sound like human ears?
Or was it C, giraffes have the same number of neck bones as a human?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Mia from South Africa. Mia, what's the wow?
My wow in the world is a giraffe has the same number of neck bones as a human.
Winner, winner, parrot run for dinner!
Mia, that is correct! Contestants, if you guess the answer C, that giraffes have the same number of neck bones as humans, you found the winning wow. Congratulations!
Animal scientists, known as zoologists, found that even though giraffe necks are almost 6 feet longer than most human necks, they both have only 7 vertebrae. But each giraffe vertebrae can be over 10 inches long.
And if you guessed A or B, you weren't too far off. Bullfrogs may ribbit once or twice while resting, but dolphins are great copycats. And when sleeping, they've been heard mimicking whale-like noises and songs, meaning they sleep talk in, you guessed it, whale.
And if you guessed B, while ladybugs do have a nice set of ears on them, it's the katydid whose ears work like human ears. The only big difference is that their ears are located on their knees.
Ooh.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible giraffe laughs.
And because giraffes don't actually have vocal cords of their own, you can use this awesome prize and show giraffes what their laughs are supposed to sound like.
Mindy, are you sure that's the real prize?
Yes, of course I'm not sure, Guy Raz. The prize closet was bare.
Well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Animal Mashup.
Think about your favorite animals and the very wow things about them. Maybe they have ears on their knees or wings that flap 200 times a second.
Or maybe 4 noses, 1,000 teeth, or powered by their own toots.
Once you have your list of interesting animal adaptations and characteristics, combine them to create a whole new animal. You can draw it on paper, sculpt it out of clay, or piece it together using pictures from catalogs and magazines.
I'd like to see a giraffe with the transparent skin of an ice fish.
Get creative with it, and don't forget to take a photo or a video. And grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Until next time,
keep on wowing! Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Elisheba Itoop and Marianne Lozano. with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.